Recently, I've forgotten, and I was in a meeting and somebody asked about this white stone, the last line of verse 7. Of course, you'll know that it is connected with the letters of the Lord Jesus to the churches in the book of the Revelation. And the white stone is really a voting pebble. And it was used in the days, of course, when people were ignorant. They couldn't read or write, most of them. It was a practice in the sort of ways of the Roman Empire and in those days that when a person was brought to trial and they were found not guilty, they were given a white stone in their hand and they held it. And that was their declaration that they were free, that they'd been tried for their crime, if you like, and they'd been given this voting pebble. It was voted to them, and there they were. They could say, I'm clear, I'm free, look, you see, and they produced the white stone. It's the great white stone of justification, of course, that I am made complete and absolutely right in the eyes of men. And I can say, I'm all right. Look, you see, there's the stone. You see, you got one? Let me have a look at it. I can show you mine. In the spirit. Can you really exhibit the white stone? It isn't a stone in the sense now that we can produce it, but we're to show it in our lives. As John says in his epistle, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Only those. Not just those who believe all about it, but those that do it. So you're to show the white stone. Amen. You're to reveal it in your life. And you know that in the white stone there's a name written, don't you? And you know, often people say to me, what's this name? And they expect people like, say, poor Norman or myself to be able to tell them what the name is, when even the Holy Ghost wouldn't do it. He said, only those know it that receive it. He could have gone and said, well, now the name is so and so and so and so. But he said, only those know it, receive it. The Lord has deliberately hidden it, deliberately not said what the name is. You see? So that you'll know if you have it. He said only those know that receive it. So if you don't know it, you haven't received it, you see. It's as clear as that. I mean, here's one of these instances when I like to say I'm very glad I didn't write the Bible. Because, you see, you look at the responsibility you'd have. But it's there. I'm only to tell you what the Bible says. It says only those know it who have received it. There you are. It's one of those secrets. One of those secrets that God hides from the wise and the prudent, even the wise and prudent Bible students. And he only reveals it to those who've received the stone. Glory. Amen. Well, I know what it is. Don't come and ask me because I won't tell you. I know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't you know? If I said, hands up, those that know, show me the stone in your hand. You know? Do you know? You know? Don't you tell anybody. That's right. Jesus used to say that. Now, don't go and tell anybody. That's what he used to say on his own earth. Don't tell anybody. You see, sometimes he wants you to go and witness. He said, the man that was cured from don't know how many devils he had in him. You can make guesses at it. Wild guesses, mostly. And he said, now you just go home and say how great things the Lord has done for thee. So you see, home he went. Of course, you really didn't need to tell, really, did he? I mean, they could see it. When a man's sitting and clothing in his right mind, that's his best testimony. When he's been living absolutely the opposite. It was like somewhere I was the other day. Oh, it was this wedding, actually. We went to a wedding. I'll tell you a little bit more about it now. It comes out a little bit. We drove up into this village where, right buried in the heart of Devon, where we were going for the wedding. And we drove up outside the village garage. And the garage proprietor was standing just somewhere back in the shade. It was a gorgeous day. And so I wound down the window and I said, please can you tell us where we can garage the car, because the church stands on a corner on the main sort of street. And he said, here you are, he said, you can garage it in here. Pointed back in, he said, we only charge a shilling an hour, you see. And he was smiling all over his face. So I said, oh, well, come on, we'll go back in there. It's cool in there anyway. We can pay a shilling or two. I mean, the service could have lasted a long time because a certain person was preaching. we pushed the car back inside and we got out of the car. And Brother Bob here had his big Bible, it's bigger than mine, under his arm like that. This gentleman said, it's nice to see somebody with the Word of God. So we looked at him. Yeah. Fancy finding this buried in the heart of Devon. And we said, oh, praise God. You know. And Heather Grandchild said, we'll pay you for it. He said, no. He said, Mary Hamilton's wedding, isn't it? I said, yes, that's right. He said, we wouldn't charge anybody for Mary Hamilton's wedding. And he said, we won't charge you anything. So I said, have you ever asked her to give you her testimony? He said, I don't need to. I've only got to look at her face. Praise God. Do you see? That's your best testimony. I wonder what your face tells people. I wonder what it does. But anyway, that's open, you see. You go home and you testify and you say what the Lord's done for you and you reveal what the Lord's done for you. But there are some things when he says, now, only those that receive at all. See? And there's no way of proving from the Bible what that name is. No way. You can only know it if you've received. That's all. It's a marvelous thing. But when you receive this gift all divine, this total exoneration, this marvelous justification, this testimony that you're as white, even whiter than the white stone, whiter than the snows of Lebanon, do you see? And there's a name right at the center of it. What name would you expect to find? Now, don't say anything. I'm not telling you. You're supposed to know. But you only really know if you've received it. Praise God. All right, now let me show me your white stone. Come on, you can see mine. Hallelujah. What was this other hymn we were asked to sing?